You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
AfterBuzz TV.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Miami After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Miami.
Is that what they have?
After Show.
Yeah, we're just doing a little chit-chatting about us coming out holding our own little apple of sorts, but we haven't picked out a fruit yet. Grapes or something.
And we should also do intro lines. We should each come up with our own intro lines.
We should. We'll have that next week.
That's fun.
So, hey, everyone. Bing is for doing, and we're here doing another AfterBuzz After Show for The Real Housewives of Miami, Season 2, Episode 7, called Bras and Brawls. When do those two not go together? They always go together. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Kristen Carney, and why don't you guys go ahead and say hello?
Hi, everybody. I'm Michelle Renee.
Hi, everyone. I'm Molly Harper.
Hi, I'm Jake Dupree.
So let's just get right into this. We had boobs aplenty tonight, and we had fights aplenty. It was starting to get more exciting than normal.
I feel like the most commonly used word that we've used the past two episodes is boobs.
But there's no better word for boobs. It's kind of, because anything there's else no is going to sound more trashy. Like, tits is horrible. It's the worst word in the world.
And boobs is completely, it goes right in sync with Miami.
Right. And these women are
one of the same.
And these women aren't elegant enough to have breasts.
No.
So
no,
I can't use that term. And it's always uncomfortable anyway. I don't know. I'm not comfortable being a woman. Okay. We had this lingerie party, and essentially the whole episode was planning for the lingerie party. We had people picking out lingeries, and Marisol with her mother, Elsa, acting like she was going to possibly go to lingerie party. I was disappointed to see that she didn't go.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been funny?
It would guarantee fun.
I would have thought that would be her jam, a lingerie party.
After the pass out, though, a few episodes ago, she should probably stay in.
Yeah. But that one party, she was hair tossing and shaking it around.
She was.
Right. I almost think that a pass out should have happened for her a long time ago. I'm surprised that it was just this season, to be honest. Okay, so, all right, let's talk about the planning. We have Leah planning her event as well, and we have Lisa planning. Of course, we see Lisa once again in her bra or bathing suit in her bathroom with her dog. That's like her living room, in her bathroom. It's where she does her thing. She just hangs out.
It's where she conducts her business.
Right. And we have Daisy, who is the sweet housekeeper who has to flatter this woman who always is already flattered. The woman who needs to be flattered is Daisy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not Lisa. Lisa should turn around and throw her back some compliments. It's like, Lisa, you've got the boobs, you've got the body, you've got the husband, you've got the money. Daisy has nothing.
I think her compliment is, I'm going to pay for your plastic surgery, so you...
Yeah.
So tell me I'm pretty all the time.
Right, right, right.
Do as I say.
Right. And she's got, of course, the leopard print on, and she says, I look like a cheap hooker in this, don't I? And it's like, of course you do.
She kind of looks like she looks like a cheap hooker in everything.
But when you're going to a lingerie party, you're just going to, no matter what you wear, you're going to end up looking like a cheap hooker. Isn't that the thing?
That's the point.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know why she was trying to stay away from the hooker look.
It's like a Halloween party. It's an excuse to look
like a slut
and get away with it.
I'm telling you, I would be much more adjusted and well-rounded as a girl if I went out for college dressed like a slut a few more times. Because I never went out for Halloween. I always would like wear pajamas and just stay home. And I was always bitter and angry. I feel like if I just did that a couple times, I'd be fun and more outgoing.
Well, I can tell you, the one time I went to a college party, a slutty college party, party. I wore a backless dress. I'm not even joking. A guy puked on me. On my back. At Rutgers University.
And then you got a tattoo outline.
And then I had to take the train back into the city. Yeah, it was gross.
Oh my God.
It was
really gross.
It's like horrible. It was in my hair. It was on my back. I was like, I'm never wearing a slutty halter top again.
Doesn't surprise me. Yeah. It's telling you something.
Yeah.
So, okay, so then we have Leah also planning an event where, you know, she has much more of a team. Lisa's alone in her bathroom doing it with her housekeeper, and Leah's got her event coming up, and she's, darling, yes, you're going to be, it's going to be fabulous, darling.
All she does is use the words fabulous and darling and think she's fancy.
That's why she can have drag friends.
Yes.
It's like the same terminologies they
use. I think she is in drag. Do you guys think that Leah's a man? I'm starting to think she might be.
I think she would prefer to be in drag.
Yes.
I think that's more comfortable place.
Yeah. She wore a feather boa to the party. Like,
that's true. She dresses
like
Elaine.
She's like old school drag queen. Yeah.
She really is.
For sure.
And her picture her husband on the arm of that old school drag queen.
I can, actually, because he's...
Yeah, right?
He's old.
He's with it already, too.
Okay, so the son. We touched on the son a little bit. Is he... We don't know. If anyone listening, does he have Asperger's, or is he just going to be smart when he gets older?
I don't want to laugh, but I'm laughing.
I just think he's being an awkward kid. I think he's just having fun with the camera. I don't know if he knows how to behave in front of the camera, so he's just being like, I'm going to be weird.
Yeah, that's how I would have been, I think.
Is he 10 or 12? Because if he's 10... then we might have an issue. I mean, no, if he's 12,
we have an issue.
If he's 10, we're going to give him 2 more years.
No, if you're 12, you can still have fun and be silly.
He does seem behind the ball, though, if he is 12.
I think when you're 12, you're trying to be cool.
But I think it's refreshing, though, whenever someone wants to act a little bit silly and just be different.
Yeah, because they're uninhibited and they're not worried about, obviously, who is he going to impress, really. Cool. He thinks he's impressing. He's kind of cute. He reminds me of what Pee Wee Herman would have been before he was Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. In a few years.
And look where he turned down. So, exactly. Bloop, bloop, bye. Right.
Well, he had a little fall off the cliff for a little while, but he's back.
And, like, where did he turn out? He was, like, arrested for...
But then he got back on Broadway, and then he was on Top Chef. Hello.
And it was a really good...
Sorry, show. I haven't followed Pee Wee's career like you have.
Molly, jeez. I'm just kidding.
Okay, Cherry. I don't know. Okay. I feel like we're going step by step through, and I don't want to blow through this too fast.
We were talking about the party planning, and right. I thought that when Lisa told Leah that she was planning the party, and then Leah said, I respect you trying to do it, that was yet another example of Leah's insulting compliments. It's like one of those backhanded compliments. And she's really just being, I think at this point, just... She can't be happy for anybody else. She can't just be like,
she's
Cruella
de Vil.
Yeah, she is.
She also insulted her at the party when she said, oh, you look hilarious. It's like, that's not how you describe someone who looks sexy in a lingerie. Like, if you came out in front of your husband and he was like, you look hilarious, you would slap him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd probably cry. You'd be like, you know, I spent all day, like, trying to find this stupid outfit.
Right.
But, like, I spent all day trying to make you happy. But, like,
I spent all day trying to look trashy.
Yeah, I spent all day trying to look... Yeah, seriously. And, I just thought it was so insulting that... I thought that was insulting as well. And I just truly think she can't be happy for anyone. And then when Lisa said, well, I have 800 people coming, if I were Lisa, I would have said it in a more... Well, I think I've achieved it, Leah, because 800 people are coming. So I'm not really trying to throw the party. I'm throwing the party.
Lisa seems intimidated by Leah.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she had no balls to stand
I think that
her.
Leah is intimidated by Lisa also. Clearly, because
well,
they
course.
Don't.
Jealous.
Leah always just ignores her all the time.
Leah has that old, she's an older, she's a, you know, much more established in a sense. And then Lisa's got the young. So Lisa's jealous of that established. And then Leah's jealous of the young,
the women
fresh body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that it's that new money, old money thing, which Leah is obviously delusional about being old money. But yeah, she's jealous. Do you think Leah went to her party just... I feel like Leah only went to her party to almost spoil it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why she brought Elaine and Joe Francis. I mean, it's clear that nobody likes the guy. We found that out last week. And the whole world doesn't like him. I mean, he's, like, famous for being a trashy guy, right?
I feel like she went to see to hope that it would go wrong.
Yeah,
of course.
She wanted it to see, be like, oh, well, this is the party you throw? Well, wait till you see the party that I throw.
Yeah.
Yeah, and drawing attention to herself with the feather boa and...
I find Elaine the drag queen to be much more likable as a drag queen. you know, we saw the, you know, jumping ahead to predictions, not really, but kind of, you know, him pushing whatever that scenario is going to be, and he pushes the guy into the pool. It's like, I feel like if he was in drag, he wouldn't have done that.
I like him out of drag.
You do?
Because until, well, I don't know what the fight is about next week, but until that moment, he kind of had his mouth shut, and I feel when he's in drag, he's talking too much, loud, and kind of showy in the typical drag queen fashion.
Yeah. Well, because I guess we saw him having that argument with Marisol in guy's clothes, and, you know, he just, that's the only time I feel like I've seen him being a little bit more, you listen to me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe I just don't like men or something. I don't know. Is that a deeper meaning? I just personally have gotten like a friendlier vibe, but I think it's almost more acceptable if you're a jerk and you're in drag.
Yeah, cause
or something.
I feel like he has the it's like his alter ego, so he feels like I can say whatever I want because I'm funny and I'm a drag queen. It's campy, so he can get away with it.
It seems more fun. Yeah, it seems a little bit more playful, even though it probably isn't.
And you can maybe get away with saying more mean things to a female if you're dressed in drag versus if you're dressed in men's clothing, because then you're gonna get the like you know, you're gonna get called a d-bag or whatever.
Yeah like if a guy in drag slapped a woman, I wouldn't like it wouldn't hit me. It wouldn't really, you know, I'd be like, okay, I get it. It's
you'd
like a
like,
bitch slap
cat fight,
right? But then if a
man,
if he was dressed in man's clothes, then I'd be like, whoa, that's really creepy.
Yeah,
wife beater. Okay, so everything was basically the lingerie party, so I'm kind of just going through the way the show happened.
Well, and the other thing about the planning of the party, when they put in that drama at the last minute about, it's like the party is starting and Lisa's telling Lenny that we don't have enough, we need 1,500 cups and we don't have ice. That seems so made up drama for cameras.
Yeah, it
because
did.
You didn't see anyone scattering about, and it's like the party was already starting, and then that didn't play out later. Like there was no part at the party where everyone was like, I can't have a cup for
you
my
know
drink.
What, you know what really surprised me is that they said, Lisa said, the volunteers aren't here. And it's like, who's volunteering for a lingerie party? I can see volunteering for a PETA event or for a charity event.
I can
event.
See lots of people volunteering for a lingerie party, like single guys being like, yeah, this is exactly what I want to go
and
out
that's how
for.
Like, so people pathetic. Stay richer. They don't pay any assistance.
Yeah.
Like Carol and her interns.
Right, interns.
And Sonia.
Yeah, Sonia and her interns. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. But if I was an employer and I saw that on a resume, volunteered for a lingerie party, I'd be like, no, you're not hired. That's not experience.
If I lived in Miami and was trying to, you know, get into the party, I would volunteer.
Yeah. People just definitely do it for the fun aspect. Yeah,
exactly.
For the socialing.
Yeah. I went to Lisa's party.
Because everyone gets drunk.
You have pictures on Facebook of it. Like, people are like, oh my God.
Didn't tell anyone I was a volunteer.
Right.
I'd be like, why are you wearing like black on black instead of lingerie?
She was being ironic. Yeah. She was being very ironic.
Why are you wearing a tuxedo tie and gloves?
That's being cute.
Yeah. It's like Beauty and the Beast, a cartoon character serving the tables. If anyone wants to jump in to like also, like, I feel like I'm just brushing through this, like, every topic so quickly. So anybody, please jump in, because now I'm going to go.
Well, I guess the other thing to mention
about
party planning is when Leah was putting together her party and then Adriana and Joanna came into her office and she was talking about where she was going to be seating people. And, you know, Adriana made it very clear, like, was it Adriana?
Adriana, yeah.
She said, don't put me
or
near...
Alexia.
No, I'm sorry, it was Alexia. Yeah. Oh, these names.
Yeah.
She said, don't put me near Karen. And then Joanna said, oh, I adore her. You can put her near me. Well...
Well, look what happened.
Look what happened. I mean, don't speak so soon. And that's why Adriana said, on what basis does Joanna love Karen? She has no basis to love her. Because...
No. I think their relationship.
They don't know each other.
I think their relationship is really high schoolish. It's like Joanna is going to make a point to kind of defend her Karen in front of the other girls, and then run, scatter off, and go tell Karen the instant she can. If it happened more organically, where they were really good friends and they're hanging out, and she's like, "Oh, by the way, this happened," but it's like Joanna's next move in her chess game is to just go tell Karen. So it seems like very contrived. It doesn't seem like this genuine friendship to me.
I think that they're really good friends with each other because they compliment each other. And not like compliment as being like...
you look great.
Look
great.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Exactly like that. That they just tell each other exactly what they want to hear.
Right.
Which is fine. I mean, we all have friends, I guess, probably that are like that. But
I need more of them.
I don't know. I'm kind of glad Karen at least has somebody on her side, though. Yeah. Because I feel, even Alexia, like the whole thing with Adriana and Alexia going after her during that whole party planning and the seating arrangement thing, I don't know, it just feels like that they're always trying to come up with something to not like her. And I feel like that, I mean, I guess that's what most people do in a case where they don't like someone, is just come up with anything. But I don't know, I feel like they haven't given her the chance.
Did anyone?
Because they're always looking for the faults.
Sorry. Did anyone catch this when Leah said she was going to put Adriana and Karen at the same table?
No.
Did she say that?
I think she did say that. I don't know.
Maybe wow, what a pastor.
That'll be drama.
Yeah, so maybe that's a prediction.
Wouldn't put it past her. I think she's evil.
Yeah.
We all know what Leah's capable of.
Yeah, well, we know what you guys listening are capable of. You're capable of rating and commenting on our iTunes page. Yeah. We've already got a couple of really nice comments.
Yes, we did.
And they weren't me or Molly or Jake or Michelle, I hope. So if you guys want to continue and rate and comment, it's really makes us happy. And tell a friend. We really put a lot of energy into making this a good show. And if you want to just pay us back a little bit by giving us 5 stars, and you can always rate, but commenting is more fun.
It could be that relationship. Like Karen and Joanna, where they compliment,
just compliment each other all the time.
Or you guys compliment us.
Yeah. Yeah. So Laura, who just left us a compliment, you're hot, girl. Even though I have no idea what you look like, I'm sure.
You have the best career. You're so beautiful.
You're going places, kid.
We love it.
We love you guys. So thanks for writing and commenting. Back to Leah doing devious things. So she did what you said?
I thought that I heard her mention, okay, well, I'll put Karen and Adriana at the same table.
Wow. I'm sure Bravo loves her. Because she is, I think if they didn't have her, it would be a little bland. Mm-hmm. You've got some spice with Alexia and Adriana kind of being mean girls, but I think Leah really is what you need. She's like the anchor. You know, we see her with the two men on her arms. It's like she's this queen bee. Like, you know how little bees come to bring the queen bee honey? That's what I feel like Leah is in this cast.
She reminds me of the Vicki Gumbelson and Ramona Singer, kind of how they're like the staples.
Right.
You know they're always going to be there.
Right.
They're always going to bring the drama.
Right.
A little bit older than everyone else.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But she never really looks, she always kind of looks a little sloppy to me. And you know, you mentioned it again, it's this necklace. It's like pick one piece of giant jewelry. Right, like Molly said.
Yeah.
And she continued with it. And it's just her style. It's her look, but it's
always
horrible.
Over the top.
Well, I think it's funny because so far I'm getting the vibe that the editing is making it seem like the villain is going to be Karen. So that tells me that obviously the people on the crew couldn't stand her. And they're like, let's make her be the one that everybody hates. But I'm like, it should be Leah. I mean, Karen's annoying.
Yeah, so but far. I think you can just dislike Leah without having to angle the show to dislike Leah.
Right, that's true.
I think it's just a rite of passage to dislike her, kind of. You know, it's just kind of her energy. But I do like some of the things that she says because she's right a lot of the time.
No, some of the things she says, if the shoe doesn't fit about the article, that was very insightful. Why are you getting angry if you're not an idiot?
Yeah, it showed her age. It showed her maturity.
Yeah. No, she does. She makes some, she's kind of like Ramona in that way. Ramona Singer. She would make some valid points even though you're like, oh my God,
she's
cray
cray.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that that Leah is not leaving I don't know what I'm talking about right now. I'm trying to figure out what to talk about
next. Do you want to talk about shopping? Getting ready for
Ed Frederick's? Yes, thank you. I'm so sick of leading. All right, talk about shopping.
Well, we saw two shopping scenarios. We saw Anna and her daughter. Anna, and her daughters going shopping for their lingerie. Which we never saw Anna pick out anything out, did we?
No, she didn't go to the party. We didn't see her at the party yet.
Yeah, you're right.
Or she hasn't shown up yet.
She hasn't showed up yet.
Maybe.
Good point.
I don't know.
And she mentioned she was uncomfortable in lingerie.
Maybe she didn't go for that reason.
Yeah.
I can't imagine going lingerie shopping with my mom. We go full bodysuit shopping, my mom and I. Like, we have to buy everything that covers, head to toe.
Like a burka.
Yes, essentially. Essentially. Like, she's so conservative.
Yeah.
So we see that relationship with her daughters. She's, cool mom, whatever. But what'd you guys think of the thing that Adriana tried on that was a little bit...
I thought it was pretty.
I kind of did it too. It was very Italian, Mother Mary.
It was a very Italian... It was very Vatican City.
Yes.
Sexy.
Yes.
And I think that it wasn't anything I would imagine Adriana picking out.
And she doesn't wear that because we see in the previous did she show up to the party?
She did.
Yeah.
She has some kind of headpiece on. So she had the veil on.
Oh, that's right.
She has a little head feather hat.
I just keep picturing her running away.
We watched it 30 minutes ago, and I'm already like, what happened?
I just keep picturing her running away when Joanna's chasing her in the previews, and I can just see she's got the two little bows on the back of her thighs. So I know she's not wearing that before she hits Joanna, which we're so excited to see next week. I thought it was going to be in this episode.
God, I can't wait.
They're dragging it out.
And then we saw Joanna and Karen go shopping for Leah's gala. They went and bought floor-length gowns.
It's like the Fredericks of Hollywood for dresses.
Right. Okay, it reminded me of the store in the Beverly Center, for people who live in L.A., called Divine.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yes.
Everything is like bedazzled or whatever, with Swarovski crystals, as you pointed out. Everything has it on it. I have to admit, like, some of the stuff I like, but I could never wear. But it reminded me of that. I just feel like it just looks...
It just looks cheap.
Yeah.
Jinx. Well, Joanna...
Although Joanna makes it look expensive.
She looked like Donatella Versace, like 1987.
Yeah, it was cool. I wanted to see her as like Melanie Griffith or something.
With like hair done up, like in tight ringlets or something.
Yeah. I did like the dress. I thought it was pretty, but I thought Karen was not, you know, I didn't really like hers as much. But that's where they do that high school thing where they can meet up, compliment each other, and then
tell each other things. You look great. I love you.
And they probably aren't going to wear what they tried on.
No. Right.
In every Housewives show, they do this, let's go talk about stuff at shops and act like we're shopping. Right. And they don't even buy. We see them later in the episode and they have something totally different on. So it was just so they could have a conversation and entertain us.
It's probably like because their husbands are like, can you guys film the show somewhere else today? Like, can we have a little bit of privacy?
Yeah. I wonder if they're ever like, oh, I've got to go, you know, I have to go film today. Do you think they're ever like that?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, Carol Raswell admitted on the reunion of New York that she hated, like, having to put makeup on for early morning shoots.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's totally an inconvenience to them.
Yeah, because they wouldn't do this otherwise. They wouldn't take all these hours out of their day to go look at, like you said, fake shopping.
No.
I think those dresses did look cheap, but... I don't feel like anything in Miami, to me, in terms of clothes, really look that expensive, even though I'm sure they really are. It's just kind of that look.
You always want to bust out the glitziest, most shocking, bright color that you can possibly pull out of your closet. I feel like every time anybody, even in the Housewives, the Miami...
It's like the jewel tone thing.
Yes, the jewel tones. Yeah. Always about the jewel tones.
Right. And I always just think jewel tones look a little bit less classic, obviously, of course. Let's talk about Joanna's photo shoot with the PETA stuff.
Oh, of course.
This hairy monster. Mm. Go, Jake. You're making a funny face.
I love Joanna. Don't get me wrong. But that photo shoot, I just thought it was so untasteful. And I don't know. I just want her to be more, I guess, classy. But it is Miami. And it is. I mean, she said she wanted a shock factor with the shoot. And you definitely get it because it's a full bush. It's a full bush and not George W. No, it's not. Goodbye.
He's not a full bush.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know. But he is a full bush.
He is a full bush. But I don't know. I just think I wish that they would have gone a little bit classier for the shoot. Just because PETA, I feel like they're always so extreme. Why not give it something really cool and do something high fashion?
Yeah, I'm all about saving the animals. I just think PETA's kind of obnoxious in the way that they do go about it. But they do want to get noticed and be absurd. But I wish they gave her hairy armpits.
Well, they should have done the hairy armpits, like you said. But I'll tell you one thing. As disgusting as it was, first of all, Joanna still manages to look attractive with, like, a long hairy bush.
It did gross me out, though. It did gross me out.
But it gets your attention, and that's all they want. They're trying to get attention. I think they achieved that.
Yeah. They matched her hair pretty well to her actual head hair to her bush hair. It was the same.
I love how they were analyzing to make sure, like, it looked
well on the second bush. The first bush was a little, like, afro. And it was a little black. I was like, that's a black person's bush.
I heard, like, disco music playing when they put it in.
Yeah. Brillo pad, for sure.
But the second one, that was longer. Yeah, that was more her.
Yeah, because they had her hair really teased and kind of dry and stringy. And then once they put that, it looked like a wizard's beard. Wizard, you know.
The photo shoot just looked really unprofessional to me. I feel like there's more... I feel like in the first photo shoot, remember on the first episode where she was on the boat, it was really glamorous.
It was a legit.
But this PETA was just like some white screen thrown up in her house where she's like, I have
a bush. Lisa's backyard.
It's very strange. Yeah.
And there didn't even seem to really be much lighting or anything. No one was holding or, you know, doing powder.
Does Joanna
for her.
Need lighting, please? No. She's so gorgeous.
She always finds her light.
She does.
Always finds her light.
She lets her light shine through.
Which is every angle. Completely every angle. All right, let's talk about the actual party. So we're at the party, and like you said, the whole fake drama is happening. And then people start showing up. I can't believe the way people really truly go out dressed. And I'm not conservative, but, like, just complete vagines.
You're not conservative? You just said you and your mother go shopping for burkas.
Well, no, my mom. I have to went with my mom. Like, I couldn't.
Oh, with your mother.
I'm just. Okay. I'm not conservative. I'm just awkward and uncomfortable and things like that.
Okay. Well, we had Karen the pigeon.
Yeah.
Delivering news.
Yeah, squawking. Squawk, squawk.
Yeah.
Guess what happened, squawk, squawk.
I will say that was a good line for Marisol. Like, she hasn't said anything really funny.
Oh, yeah, what was it again?
Well, when she was referring to Karen as a pigeon, I was like, oh, that's creative. Like, yeah. You finally said something witty.
Her yeah, because she looks... Yeah. She really looks like there's nothing going on in her head, Marisol. And then she will say something where I'm really surprised and shocked. And she'll say something very Carol Rezawo. Ish, which is smart and pithy occasionally, not as much as Carol, obviously.
I think that Marisol is smart.
Marisol.
And obviously she's smart and successful at what she does. She's not the most engaging character to watch, but I also think, like, she's likable and you kind of side with her. No?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
I'm just indifferent about her. Like, if she was off the show, I wouldn't even
Right. care. If she were off the show, I wouldn't care. But I like that she's on just for the Elsa factor.
Just for Elsa, yeah.
Yeah. But she doesn't offend me. And I feel like some of the things she said, like the pigeon thing, I'm like, yeah, I can get on board with that. Like, I don't think she says anything really stupid or outlandish.
Yeah. Do you think she was wearing the little jacket knowing that it was fur? Do you think she even thought about it?
No. And quite frankly, like, everyone is entitled to their own beliefs. If Joanna feels that nobody should wear fur, that's fine. But that doesn't... It doesn't do well for PETA if you show up at a party and start attacking somebody in fur. Because that looks really classless.
Well, Joanna has to know that she's in the world where people may be wearing fur. For someone like me, where I have $0 to my name, I'm not, like, assuming, you know, I won't run into anyone wearing fur, so I'm not assuming I'm going to get upset about it, because I don't know anyone rich enough to wear fur.
But if you did, you wouldn't be like, excuse me, sir, or ma'am.
Sir.
It's all Elaine.
Those guys. Elaine.
Yeah. All those guys out there in fur coats. You would just, you know, you'd be like, well, they're entitled to wear their fur, I'm not going to do that, but I would imagine you wouldn't go screaming in their face.
Yeah.
But it's just, thank God Joanna and Martha are pretty, because they are classless girls.
They've proven themselves to be classless. They always, in every situation, it's always up to the extreme. It's like they go from 1 to 100 in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it's just,
I
reminds
don't
me of high school.
That.
It's very, very high school. And you think on Real Housewives you would see high school, which you kind of do, but you see it way more with Joanna and Marta. It's almost like the way they talk to each other, the two of them, the way they, like, cackle. Like, no, Marta. No, Joanna. Like, they go back and forth like they're little sisters that are fighting over a doll, which essentially is just fighting over Joanna. But then the way that they go to these parties, and it's, you know, because we saw it with Roman's
10th
thing.
Anniversary.
Yeah, his 10th anniversary party. And then there was another one, I think. No, it was just Marta talking to Roman. It's like they just behave. She acted like a child. All he said was, I want you to go buy groceries. And she's like, wah, wah. You know, it's like, it really blows my mind that they're legit 7th graders.
When you said that they argue like they're fighting over a doll, that reminded me of the other funny thing that Marisol said when she said that Karen reminded her of a clown doll she had. Oh my God. I literally
her
loved
doll.
That.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, it's so funny.
And it's like, surprise, it was just your mom at night waking you up.
Yeah.
That would be terrifying.
Imagine like falling asleep and like your mother Elsa has this face, but you forget and you're sleeping, and then you wake, she wakes you up in the morning, and you're like still kind of in your dream, and you're just like, ah,
monster.
Ah,
yeah. And she kind of speaks like a Disney villain anyway, with her like accent behind me. Yeah.
It's like, mom, there's a monster in my bed. No, it's just you.
Hopefully her face wasn't botched when Marisol was younger.
I know.
I think
that would damage
later
your childhood.
And, like, yeah, you don't want your mom to come to anything like, no, mom, drop me off like down the street, I'll walk.
Yeah, but now Marisol seems proud of her.
Okay. She
yeah.
does.
Yeah. Yeah. You were saying, Molly said something while we were watching it about Elsa. Oh, she must have been fun in her younger
I
days.
I think back in our day, like when she made that comment when she was dancing, like, I'm going to be dead soon. Just let me enjoy myself. And she's dancing and snapping her fingers.
Her fan.
I was like, yeah, I like you. You know, I need to live by that motto. I need to dance in my kitchen every now and then.
Yeah. She's a senorita.
You know, yeah, she's fun. I bet she was fun. I bet you she was attractive. And I bet her mental cycle kicked in when she started aging and she was trying to save her youth, hence her face. Like, probably a little bit of that Michael Jackson thing going on.
Yeah.
But what does, she went to too far.
Does anyone know what did Elsa's husband have money, a lot of money?
I don't know. There are pictures on Bravo, though, of her when really? She was younger, and she was attractive. She looks like Marisol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, it's weird how you can still see Marisol.
I'm assuming
her.
She did have money. She seems like she has a lot of.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like she has a Rolls Royce in the driveway. Did you guys see her white car? They quickly panned on it.
I think they roll in a Bentley everywhere they go. Okay. On the first episode, I think they pulled up into the restaurant in that white. That big
the
white car.
The gigantic white.
Miami seems to have the flashiest cars out of all the housewives. We don't really see them much in New York because obviously they're taking, like, you know, have drivers and stuff. But
in Miami, it's difficult, too, because you not only have to have a fancy car, you have to have a fancy yacht.
Yeah. To put... Oh, speaking of yacht, we haven't seen any updates on that boat.
No.
No.
I don't think... They're still not in it because... she was on Watch What Happens Live, Adriana, recently, and she still is not even in the boat yet. So, just a little spoiler.
Is she still with him?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I would have ditched him. Where's my boat? I'm out. Yeah. I'm gone. I sailed away on a different boat. Okay, so the pigeon. The pigeon is squawking.
Joe Francis is claiming he had sex with both of them.
I believe him. I'm 100% sure. This is not factual information, but I am 100% sure that he had sex with both of them. Yeah. Because Joanna's reaction wouldn't have been so defensive. She'd have been like, what are you talking about? You're nuts.
You would have been like,
sex.
In your dreams, Joe.
Right, exactly.
And then moved on with your conversation.
Right. You wouldn't be like, I hate Joe.
And then,
well, that was really good,
thank
actually.
Thank you.
And then, like you pointed out, she had to warn Marta.
Right. She like, Marta, this is going to happen in a second, so just have your I didn't sleep with him face on.
She's like, Marta, we didn't sleep with Joe Francis. And he's coming this way, and everybody knows.
Right.
Like,
so let's get our story straight now.
But and then Martha's drunk and laughing on ecstasy, basically.
Yeah, saying that she did.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Well, you did.
Martha's a mess. She is a mess. And Lisa's already getting annoyed with her for not really helping out for the party at all and sitting and enjoying herself. It would be weird, though, as a house guest to be also working on a party that's not really yours because it's like too many cooks in the kitchen. It's like you'd be standing there like, what do you want me to do?
Because I guarantee Lisa would have been like, she's getting in my way all
right,
the time.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So you're screwed either way. Sorry, I keep getting away from Karen. So Karen gets this information and then instantly has to go and tell Joanna, again, seventh grade, and... That when Karen does something like that, it's like you want to... I personally want to side with Adriana and Alexia. Because it's just gross.
Well, she said, I felt it was my duty to let her know that that was being said. Well, no, your duty is to let her enjoy herself at the party. And if you truly feel that she needs to know, then call her the next day.
Right.
And say, just so you know what happened last night, and you might want to address this.
I think Karen is trying to deflect all the drama
off
herself.
Right.
And like trying to place it wherever she can find the little holes.
But
in
by
the,
doing
like, cracks.
That, it makes her look even worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're going to forget because they're going to be like, you started this. I mean, I don't think
this
now
is she
off
has,
the hook by any means.
Now she has Joe Francis against her, which, I mean, whatever.
Then,
that you don't want that to happen. But, like, I mean, it could just be, you know, for the night. But, you know, you're getting more enemies when you do stuff like that. Now the guys don't like you. And obviously the women don't like you. Now someone like Lisa, who has been on your side, is possibly going to be against you because this is her party and you're starting trouble at her party, so now she may see Adriana's side.
What I thought she was going to do when she pulled Joe Francis to the side, I thought she was going to talk to him like and do a little sidebar, like cut it out. And that's what I wish she would have done.
Right.
But then she ran over to Joanna, so yeah, she definitely shot herself in the foot with that one.
Yeah. But again, classless of Joe Francis to be like, oh, we all slept together. Like, you don't walk into a party and just be like, I screwed that girl. Unless you're at a fraternity party and
but
class, playing beer pong.
But class and Joe Francis don't really go well together.
I mean, he's made his fortune off...
girls taking their tops
well,
off.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
Like, unsuspecting drunk girls.
Sorry, why didn't Roman do anything? I was surprised. Like, he didn't say anything.
It leads me to believe that he really doesn't really care for Joanna that much.
And it leads me to believe that he believes that they probably had sex.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, okay, they
and
had
I'm
sex, whatever.
Argue it. They had sex, whatever.
The only thing
he's
Roman
too classy
said,
to start an argument.
He's just kind of like, I don't care enough about this to even get involved.
Yeah, he probably doesn't even want to be there. He wants to be with his other girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. He's Mark's staying on the side. He's on AOL again. The only thing he did say was something to the extent of, you keep talking about it to Joe. Like, stop talking about it so much. That's the only thing he said. It's not like he said, no, you didn't. This is my woman, and she only sleeps with me because she's got a tight vagina. Because she goes to point out that she's tight.
It's gross. Yeah.
Isn't that
Why
weird?
Would she say that?
Okay, I doubt she's
classless,
that tight.
Again, I know, classless.
Again, it's gross. And it's kind of shocking that Roman's with her at this point. But Joe... said that he gave Joanna her first TV job. What in the world could that have been?
I don't think it was a TV job. I think it was just her flash, you know, being on Girls Gone Wild. Yeah.
I think that's what he was alluding to. Yeah.
That she was down in Mexico taking off her top?
Or LA.
It seems like she's too pretty to even have to go through. Like, if she says to someone, I want to be on TV, it's going to be like a NBC executive, not Joe Francis. It seems like she would be able to get on whatever TV she would want to get on.
But she said it was when she first moved to LA, so maybe she was looking for any in that she possibly could get.
Yeah. And then he mentioned something about a blowjob or something.
In a movie theater?
It's like, no, that was Pee Wee Herman. We're going.
No, but he did. He said that.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Ew.
But she didn't seem to really deny that.
No.
So
she was just like, ugh.
She's like, that doesn't count as sex. Like, yeah. She slept with you, not me.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But we see that Joanna still is going to be on Karen's side even after she does that, because she goes and hits Adriana. So Karen also did the fur stuff. She spread the thing about the fur, and then she spread the thing about the sex. And so I just completely don't like Karen.
No.
It's just...
I'm kind of off the Karen train.
I think they're trying to make us not like her.
But she's doing it. I know. She took those actions. I don't really think it has editing involved, really.
Right, you're right.
But...
I think.
I don't know. Men in robes. well, we're kind of getting a little bit low on time already, unfortunately. Okay. So, do we get to everything, you think? Is there anything?
I think so. Do you?
Yeah.
I think next episode is going to be our doozy.
It's going to be great.
I know.
I can't wait for that punch.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into our special segment, What She Should Have Said.
Okay, what she should have said. I have one. Oh, yay. We all have one.
Yay. Okay. All right, Molly, you want to start?
I'll start. When Karen and Leah were talking, what Leah should... I'm sorry. I'm getting all these women confused. When Karen and Leah were talking, what Karen should have said was, you know, Leah, I can fix your teeth. She has some jacked up teeth for a rich lady.
That's really funny. That's really funny.
That's it.
When Joanna was doing her little confessional sidebar, as we saw her shooting her PETA campaign ad, she mentioned, like, Roman killing her because of her bush. What she should have said is, not like he really has sex with me anymore, but I think Roman would have killed me if I had grown my own bush.
Oh.
The one that I had, Lisa was talking about Leah coming to her party, and she was like, I would like to impress her as well. What she should have said, I would like to impress her as well with my breasts.
Yeah. All right, I don't know, I'll narrow it down. When Lisa was talking to the camera in the confessional, and she said, that guy from Girls Gone Wild, what she should have said is, Joe Francis, my really good friend from Girls Gone Wild, because I only assume. And then the other one, this one's really cheesy. I really shouldn't even say it, but when Joanna said, I know I was put on this earth to spread awareness, what she should have said is, I know I was put on this earth to spread...
Period.
Yeah. The end.
That's good.
All right, Jake, news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So I recently saw Joanna at Equinox West Hollywood, and she had absolutely no makeup on, and she looked absolutely stunning.
The worst news I could ever possibly hear.
I know. It's not news, but it's news.
No, it's news. It's just not surprising.
At all.
I just wish she looked horrible, and you were like, oh, my God.
I mean, she's stunning with makeup, but without makeup, I feel like she looks so much... She looks really young and fresh, and it's cool. It's different.
Yeah.
And also, Joanna was voted number 4 on Complex Magazine's Hottest 25 Reality Stars right now.
I'm surprised that she wasn't number 1. Again, I mean, we talk about how pretty she is and might get old.
I think she's number 1.
Yeah. I do too. What was she doing at the gym? Was she actually working out hard, or was she kind of...
You guys, it's like we live in LA and we've never seen a pretty person before. Oh my God, she was pretty? Tell me more.
Where was she?
She was leaving the gym, so she was already sweaty and, you know, she had done her
workout. So she looked like she actually worked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely.
Even worse.
What was Roman doing? Roman was there as well. What was he doing?
He was wearing gym shorts and a t-shirt. I mean, nothing special.
Does he have big guns?
Yeah. I mean, he's a pretty tall guy, like 6'1", so...
He looks like he has a thick neck.
He does. It's like a bull neck.
He looks Roman, like almost like a Roman god or something.
Yeah. Definitely. Very fitting.
All right, so we'll do predictions real quick.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
I always run out of predictions by the time we get to predictions because I mentioned it so many times. Anyone have any good predictions?
I kind of mentioned this earlier, but if Adriana and Karen end up sitting at the same table at the gala, that's going to be a drama fest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good
one.
Yeah.
Yes. I predict that Adriana did a open-handed punch. It was almost like not a slap, but not a punch. Because it looks like she almost jams her hand into her face, but open-palmed. Yeah. That's my only prediction.
I predict that Leah's gala is going to be pretty fiery. I mean, it's coming the day after this has happened. So obviously there's going to be some major drama going on.
They're going to have to not call it a gala after we see it. I'm sure it's not going to be classy enough to be a gala.
No.
And Molly?
I predict that Joanna will still look pretty after that.
She's so
like
well.
Blood running down.
Yeah, she'll look like exotic.
All right, well, where can we find you guys on Twitter?
You can find me at @Jake_Dupree.
You can find me at Molly Comedy.
You can follow me at Michelle Renee LA.
And you will follow me at Kristen Carney. It's KristenCarney. And that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week when we get to see the goods of the punch or the slap or whatever it ends up being. We'll see you then.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.